We're going to catapult you forward, for it seems that it's a wish that is often demanding in your endeavours. We have to think about first where that obstacle or object of desire will land, the speed in which it travels, and of course the impact that it may have. Something's happening to me and I don't really know what it is. For it is often a term of wonderment, perhaps a cog that is sometimes a little bit tight, that no matter what effort or endurance is put into the action of turning the cog, it simply, suddenly, is twisted, comes loose, and allows a free rein, allows the turn to be made easier, for the action to be accomplished with that amount of ease can sometimes not only be a pleasure, but an obstacle to one's development as well. We do not need to offer the hand. We do not need to offer our own excuses, our own actions, our own mentality. For if we take the concept of being able, of being allowed, though we have simply done the part that is played on our side. So we ask that if the moment is right, if that moment to accomplish great things is beyond you, then we ask that you join, that you walk side by side, that that moment can be shared, that duality can be experienced by all. For the conception, for the being, for the moment the action has been created, then worlds can come together, can coexist, can simply be. But within any accomplishment, within any action, within any thought or desire, there has to be a moment for cleaning, for removing the baggage that is not required, for removing those thoughts and ideas that do not sit with the feelings and the thoughts and the philosophy that exists within this group. For if we will move forward, we have to leave those to one side. We have to learn to listen to the new, to listen to the options given, and in agreement, and in harmony, move forward. You hear us talk about progression, about taking those tentative steps on the journey that lies ahead. For if we really want to start pacing, if we want to start running, we have to be prepared for the consequences that lie ahead. For every action that takes place, there is of course a reaction. For every thought that is sent out, a thought is returned. For every word that is spoken, an answer is given back. And we do not seek praise, gratitude, or thanks. We simply ask that this co-inhibiting, this existence, we simply ask that cooperation may endure. For it simply is like that light. It can come on, and yet it can simply be switched off. For within that light, There lies the harmony. There lies the truth. There lies the essence of the being. And that essence is pre-known. It is not created. It is not simply a thought. It was there before, and it will be there after. For this is not a game. This is not an activity to take part in the open. It is activity that must unfold. It must develop. It must work at the pace necessary and required. For if that accomplishment is going to be your wish and your desire, then those ears of the spiritual sense must be learnt to be opened. The eyes must learn to see, and your heart must learn to receive the love that is being sent to all of you. What did you expect? White doves? A bouquet of flowers? None of this is of matter. None of this needs to participate in the train of thoughts that exist. For if that gratitude is required, then we offer it, of course, freely. But we know and we appreciate that sometimes those spiritual thoughts are not always within one's heart or within one's mind. But if it learns and if it yearns, then that miracle, that explosion of compassion, emotion, and mainly love, will allow this development to take place. We can often see the attempts. We often see that one desire. We can always see that anticipation. But as we say, if you learn to play, if you set out to achieve, then we can formulate, we can take that desire, we can take those moments and turn them into your wish. We can make the unfactual a fact. We can make the unknown seen. We can provide the answers to those questions that may not even have been asked. But that trust, that level of coexistence must exist. So please, take heed from the faults. Take advice from those that offer it. And when the love is received, be sure to send it out. And I will leave you with this thought, that if you cannot capture the essence that lies within, then do not set out to lay the trap. And I will bid you farewell.
Thank you, friend.